Bill Carroll now would like to say some words about his father, say it in ways that he knows better than any of us, because he spent a lot of time with him.
I have been having a lot of feelings since my dad's illness and death, and we'll see how long the feelings will allow me to speak. My father did not have the college degree, the higher education that is now more the ordinary. Dad's family circumstances, parents divorced at an early age, and being raised by his grandparents, did not give him this opportunity. My father was a self-taught electrician, but I think I can speak for all my siblings when saying that Dad had mechanical genius, and he truly loved all that was mechanical. I've always been amazed at what Dad could do. Pour building foundations, shingle houses, build kitchen cabinets, wire a house. We built a bulldozer, built a boat trailer, built a hydraulic log splitter. You name it, Dad could do it. And of course, what an assortment of tools and machinery were available for us kids to use. Acetylene torches, electric welders, band saws, rip saws, wood planers, belt sanders, mechanical tools, tractors, etc. Thanks, Dad, for this training. You've truly made your sons professionals. Yet, my dad understood himself by a set of simple, very traditional values. And I believe his universe was his family. He did not drink or smoke. Part of this may be a result of his father's problems. And he was not the father who would emotionally embrace you. But even with this reticent behavior, you could feel his love. After working a grueling day in a hot steel mill, he still had time to help a young son build a boat. We could always count on our yearly deer hunting trips, or even if we were not successful in bagging a deer, it was days away from school and an outdoor adventure. Even later, when I had moved away from New York and my dad was retired, all I had to do was ask, "Say, Dad, I'm putting replacement windows in my home. Could you help?" Although I'm not sure how much help I was in that job, since a few years later, when I asked for wiring help in the basement being refinished, he replied, "Yes, but only if I promised not to help." It is true that no other success can compensate for failure in the home. Dad did not fail in this measure and can stand with the best. It was not easy. Working in a steel mill did provide a decent wage, but times were difficult during the frequent periods of strike conditions. Somehow, he always made things work. My dad enjoyed visiting with our neighbors and friends, drinking coffee and socializing. And if there was apple pie with a slice of cheese, mind you, that would be perfect. Dad could never say no to dessert, especially a piece of pie. And yes, Dad, I'd like to confess that many years ago, when you were wondering why your gasoline storage tank seemed to empty so quickly, it was not that the gasoline was being used in the tractors, but rather that your sons figured out how to unlock the boat and were water skiing. But I had a suspicion that you knew. Goodbye, Dad. I will miss your strong handshake and conversations. We always love and miss you.